Tuesday, April 13th, my second day of vacation. I'd call Liz Odom, my old standby for sudden trips, and ask her to save the day. So after a boring 2 hours out for a hairdo in Austin, she and Jesse Hunter and Linda Bird and I flew to Denison, us to see the Eisenhower birthplace, while Dale took Linda back to Dallas to do some shopping at Neiman's. It was an interesting experience, a simple little white house with three gables in a very well-kept green and flowery lawn with a railroad track running within 20 feet of the front porch and a friendly, capable woman keeping it who was obviously no curator. But then, there was very little there, really. President Eisenhower had been born there, but it had left when he was 7 months old, so in no way remembered it. It was just the town's effort to make a president belong to them. And a good effort it was. Furniture of the day gathered together by the townspeople. The Gold Star Mothers had been the driving force. Only two things bespoke the life that had been lived there. An old-fashioned chromo-type picture of President Eisenhower's mother and father, and a quilt that she had made in the young days of her marriage, helped, so the card said, by her young sons. Jesse and I learned a good deal about no smoking, exit signs, a fountain, how to handle the public, how many come, what days are the most popular. I also came a good way with a rather puffed up feeling that we really have something to be proud of, both at the Birthplace House and at Johnson City, and rather satisfied with all the work I've put into it, and very grateful for all the talent Lucia has put into it, and work on her and Burgess' part, more than anyone's. We had lunch at Holiday Inn. I was unrecognized. In fact, I had the blissful feeling I had parked this title like a heavy coat in the closet and started walking lightly in the Texas sun. Then we went to Fort Worth to the Museum of the Southwest to be greeted at the door by Ruth Carter Johnson and taken through for a wonderful tour. I mainly wanted to see it because it had been built by Philip Johnson, and I must learn something about architects in preparation for a recommendation about the Johnson Library. This was a gem of a building, but the greatest gem of all was the foresight, the daring, the vision, the toughness it must have taken by Amon Carter to find, buy, hold a beautiful site, many acres, in the populous middle of a growing city, Fort Worth. Now it is an art complex, with a park, the Children's Museum, the Will Rogers Auditorium, the about-to-be-built Kimball Museum, I think the name is. A great legacy for his city, and it was his. Ruth has inherited many of his qualities. She's capable and a driver, and very pretty. She took us through and told us a lot about a museum, that it takes 2/3 of the space to do the work and 1/3 to show the exhibits. I thought it was all exhibits. It's no mausoleum, certainly. They have constantly changing exhibits, and they send many things on tour. As the name says, they specialize in paintings of the Southwest, owning many Remingtons and Russells. And I was particularly delighted with the watercolors, which I was completely unfamiliar with, by Russell. Ruth's mother, Mrs. Carter, came down, pretty, vivacious, commemorate more on the past, and Ruth so much on the present and future. I learned this building, elegant, simple, imaginative, is a gem, and the planting a perfect setting for it. We drove on to Austin, and I had a brief time in Neiman. So much is the same, one almost forgets the fire. But some things had changed. As I turned the corner, I looked instinctively for the portrait of Mrs. Neiman. It is gone. It burned. We got word that tornadoes were in there, but still we shopped for a little while. Small success, but fun to see Miss Griffith and Dorothy Parker. And then we flew to Austin. What good companion Liz Odom is. We reminisced about various trips. We had a drink en route. And then when we landed, Jesse joined us and the Deeths, and we went to a new Spanish restaurant, Mi Casa Su Casa. Wonderful for atmosphere and good enough for food. And enjoyed tacos and enchiladas as only a Texan long away can. And on to the ranch to bed, making Jesse, who has found a strange new career as curator rather late in life, spend the night with me because it was too late for her to drive to Johnson City.